Today during this Lenten season, the church gives us this powerful episode in the life of the Lord in the meeting of St. Matthew the tax collector. So we take a look for a moment today about the call of St. Matthew. Now sometimes he's called Levi, sometimes he's called Matthew. Levi was his Jewish name, Matthew was his Roman name. And he was particularly hated and despised for being a tax collector. Any Jew like Matthew would be hated for working with the Romans, for consorting with them, for taking money from his fellow members of the Jewish faith and then giving it to the Romans. Tax collectors were notorious for charging extra and pocketing their own extra money. They became incredibly wealthy. They were hated. They were kicked out of the synagogues. They could not go to the temple or worship in the synagogues. And yet the Lord walks up to this man and says, "Follow me." And it's such a powerful thought to think of who God chooses, who God calls for a vocation. Matthew would be one of the least likely candidates. Somebody who was so hated and despised, who had been there for years in the area of Capernaum, sitting at his tax collector's bench. And yet the Lord walked up to him and just said two words, probably the shortest sermon he ever preached, two words, "Follow me." It says something remarkable happened. This wealthy man, this man considered to be such an outcast and a sinner, left everything and followed Jesus immediately. So we see from Matthew this immediate response, this generous response to the Lord. He left all his money, he left all his wealth, all his possessions, except Peter Kreef says he took with him one thing, his pen to write the Gospel of Matthew. So he needed that. So he left everything and followed Christ. And notice what happens. After Matthew begins to follow Christ, he brings a whole host of people, all his friends, to the Lord. See, he throws a big banquet in honor of Christ. And it says a large crowd of tax collectors and sinners showed up. Imagine this party. Imagine this banquet, this dinner. Again, Matthew was very wealthy. He had all these friends, especially the outcasts, the tax collectors, the notorious sinners. And Jesus eats with them. That's why the Pharisees and the scribes got so upset with the Lord, because it wasn't just talking with these sinners. He actually ate with them, which would make Jesus, in their eyes, ritually unclean. Then Jesus, in their mind, could not go to the synagogue or the temple because he was eating with these unclean people. And yet, the Lord gives his response. "I have not come to call the righteous," or really the word is the self-righteous, those who think that they're holy. "I have come to call sinners." And he uses the example that he is the divine physician. He says, "Those who are well do not need the doctor, but those who are sick do." So Jesus is the divine physician of our soul. He comes to heal us. He doesn't come to call the self-righteous because they don't feel that they need a Savior. Bishop Sheen says, "Unless you admit you're a sinner, you can never call Christ your Savior. Unless you truly realize in the depths of your being that you are sinful and need a Redeemer or need a Savior, you can never claim the redemption of Jesus Christ." So the self-righteous don't need a Savior in their eyes, but the sinners do. So Jesus, the divine physician of our souls, wants to heal us. And during Lent, he heals us through confession, through the absolution that the priest gives us in the name of Christ. So this is what we think about today on this Saturday of Lent. Think about the call of Matthew, that Jesus called sinners to repentance. Jesus did not leave them in their sin. He called them to transform their life which happened to Matthew because Matthew became a great saint.